Kedemos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin daf Chaf Tes, and we're here at the bottom of Chaf Ches Amabez by the Yigid Amri over here, last line. Aleph Dalet, if it's abbreviated in yours, just like this abbreviation in mine. Yigid Amri Amri of Yosef Loshna, Aleph Bezin Shalvei Kochav. Now, what's going on over here? A lot of abbreviations in that one. What's going on over here? So, if you remember the Mishnah yesterday, right, it said that if a person is taken for to be killed by a Bezdin, so we keep the stringencies, the chumras, of if he's alive and if he is dead. When he goes swings both ways, we have to be machmir in both directions. First of all, because the last known whereabouts he was alive, but we have to assume, right, that he's very, very, very potentially dead because he went out to get killed. So Rabbi Yosef had said that's only in a Jewish Beis Din, but in a Goyish Beis Din, so then we know that for sure. Right, that he's getting killed. Right, that's what he said at the beginning of the Gemara. Right, came in the Gemara Dina Lakadla, Mikta Lakadla. Right, meaning that why we have both chumras because it's possible that the Jewish court won't kill him, but once the Goyish court paskins into Misa, right, so you don't need the chumre chayim. You only do the chumre mesim. We can assume that he's dead. So now the Gemara says the opposite. Right, some people say that maybe when the Mishnah said that we have to both chumras, if maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. And that's only in a Goyish Beis Din. Why? As Rashi says, because maybe you can, as we mentioned yesterday in the Gemara, right, that maybe you can bribe them, because they're susceptible to bribes. Of a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, but in a Jewish court, Kivin Danavagle Dina Lekat Lekat Lelei. So since in a Jewish court, once they paskin Misa, that's it, he's done. Says Tosos, and the Gemara is about to ask also. But says Tosos, what do you mean? If you just read the Mishnayos, forget the fancy, you know, I don't have to go through much further than Shas. If you just read the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, again, I guess it is further in Shas. I take it back a year and a half, maybe in later, maybe two, even maybe a year and a half. Let's say in the Daf Yomi, we'll get there. Either way, but the Gemara, Mishnah and Sanhedrin say that we go to such a great lengths to see if we don't kill somebody, to the point where if a guy is literally walking out to the base of Skila, which was outside of town, right, we have horses and we have flags, and if somebody in Beis Din, right, says some sort of melimud chus, it says something that should cause us to re-examine his case, right, we wave flags from the Beis Din and they stop him, they bring him back on the horse. If you just, if we go through, like, what do you mean? How could you suggest that he's definitely dead, right, if Beis Din paskind that he should die? So Tosos says it's not common that, yes, we go to that extent, but it's not common that after Beis Din went back and forth, again, Beis Din does that also during the court case itself. As a mitzvah of, halacha, right, to kind of go to great lengths, right, to make sure that the guy stays alive, right? We try not to kill people. We try to look for a schuss, we're always mlamed schuss. But, I guess, once Beis Din didn't find anything and ended up poskening that, the guy has to die. So then it was very uncommon for him to find something later on. Okay, the Gemara is about to say that in a second, but that's what Tosas says. Top Tosas over there, Chavtes Manal. Amalei Abai. Abai said, Beis Din Shal Yisrael, Nami Efshar the Chazur Leis Chusos, Ki Chazur Leis Chusos, Mekami Delik Mardina. I'm sorry. So Abai says also, I understand, a Jewish Beis Din, but we have all these halachos, right? Maybe they'll find a schuss. So the Gemara says, like, kind of like how Tosas has answered, sort of, that Basar, Kichazu, Leitz Chusa, Mekami, Dilik Mardina, right? He said, no, Chusim, says the Gemara, right, only before they finish the Gemara, then after they finish the court case. But Basar Gemardina, but after they finished the court case, and Sulu Chazi Leitz Chusa, right, then they're not gonna find any Chus after they finished that they didn't find before. Maybe this is a proof, maybe this is a proof from the Mishnah in Makos. Kol makom, chafmem. Kol makom sheyam dushnayim v'yomru meidav anu she's pulling she nigmardinu beis din shaploni v'ploni ploni eidav harezei yirharik. If someone, what the Gemara doesn't say is the case, is if someone ran away, right? Someone got paskin and beis din and he somehow escaped, you know, whatever, he ran away. And eidim come, let's say they found him hiding in some other town, and the eidim come to beis din and they say, we were there when this guy got judged and paskin and beis din and they asked to die, and these are the eidim. Right, he gets put to death by the new Beis Din. Let's say he was in Yerushalayim, he ran away, and then ended up in Haifa, or whatever, in Tzfat. And they come to say, this is what happened. This guy's Chayav Misa. So I raise a heartache. They kill him. The Beis Din kills him. Right. So what do you mean? So meaning, Rekunner of Yosef, right? You're telling me that we're nervous. Maybe the Jewish court is. Sorry, one second. Let's say it. It's not a kasha. I'm sorry. That's a proof. Right? I mean, that's a proof. So we assume that, right? And we don't consider any of these chus. Right? We assume that, oh, if they paskan the lemisa in another court, so then, yeah, they paskan the lemisa, and this guy's dead. So Gemara says, no, don't berech shiny. No, that's not necessarily the exact same line of reasoning, because maybe if he ran away, right, that might be different. Again, that he ran away, because we could assume, again, we mentioned yesterday, because maybe there was a... but he ran away because we assume that that's definite. But I mean, that's but maybe by a regular case, maybe there's some sort of schus that's available. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring another proof. I'll bring a proof for Rabbi Yosef Shita that based in once they pass on the guy at Miso, so then he's a dead man. Shaman based in Shal Yisrael Shayu Omrim Ishpani Mace. If you heard from a Beis Din, they found out this guy died. Ishpani Naraga, this guy got killed. Yasiwas Ishto, you can let his wife remarry. But me kumnar, and that's recent, right? It's hard word they had yesterday, right? From the people of Odi Kochavim, right? These officers of the Goyim, ish plani meis, ish plani nerag. If they say that, so then al yasiyas ishto, then you cannot let his wife remarry. My meis or my nerag. What are those cases? He died. He was killed. So you let me meis mamish or nerag mamish. If you tell me he just died or he got killed mamish, the kavas again by Odi Kochavim. Well, the parallel case by Goyim, my lo yasiyas ishto. Why wouldn't you let the wife get remarried? Right, there's a concept called Mesiach Levituma, again, we discussed, that Goyim just says something haphazardly, right? So we believe it. So, Elav Meis Yotzei Lamuz, whenever Yotzei Leharig, it must be, no, the Beis Din is taking him out to get killed. Right, and what did we say in our Barsha? That Beis Din Shal Yisrael Yasiyas Ishto, by a Jewish court, you can let his wife remarry. So you can see that proves Yisrael Yashita, right, that by a Jewish court, once he passes the Misa, so then the guy's dead. So the Gemara says, no, Lolam, Meis Mamish, and Eric Mamish. No, it really means that he's either dead or get killed. What about Mesiach Lefitumo? Right, so why don't we believe him, right, by Goyim who just saying something? We believe Goyim if they're just talking amongst themselves, right, without any context, so we believe them that what they're saying is true. That's only something that not shaykh to, like we said yesterday. It's only about something they're not shaykh to. But milsa the shaykh to be, right? They're going to be boasting. Right? They're shaykh to this Indian. Right, we killed this guy. Yeah, this guy got killed. We killed that guy. Even if he got off. They're going to chalk one notch in your feather, what it is, one chalk mark on the wall, whatever it is. They're going to keep on trying to boost their own numbers, right? So then, after the chesukei shakrayu, then it could be that they will lie. Okay, two more mishnayos, one here, one in a base. These kind of go together, but you'll see in a second, right? How maybe get eretz yisrael v'chola, right? This is the sugya called shliach osa shliach. Is a shliach allowed to make a shliach? Right, I send my friend Dave to go do something for me. Is Dave allowed to tell Mike to go, do what I told Dave to do? So that's the whole shiloh over here. I got tired of Reuven and Shimon, right? It's Dave and Mike. Anyway, weiter. How maybe get Eretz Yisrael v'chola? Right, guys, bring again Eretz Yisrael and he becomes sick. So Harez Mishalchol Biaracher, he's allowed to send it with somebody else. He's allowed to make another shliach. V'mamar lo, but if the balabais, the husband, said to him, Tol li himna chevet ploni, but if the husband wanted the shliach to take an item back from his wife, right, in addition to giving the get, we'll see exactly what the case is. So lo yishalchan be'aracha, then he shouldn't send it and do it with the shliach. She'en retzono she'en pigdono be'aracha, because the husband doesn't want someone else to be holding that item, right? The husband asked for his, his TV back or his watch back or whatever. So yeah, he doesn't want the other shliach to hold the watch, right? He sent this guy. He wants the husband wants Dave to take care of it, not Mike. I don't remember what the example was. Whatever. Anyway, fine. So two possibilities, right? Again, if he said if the guy got sick, then he can make another shliach. But if there's some sort of object involved, so we have the concept that the husband or the person making the shliach doesn't want anybody else, right, to handle the object in question. So I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Chalat Tanat. Rav Kahana said, this is only in a case where the guy got sick, where the shliach got sick, right, and then he's allowed to make another shliach. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Only if he got sick. Pshita was, obviously, Chalat Katani. Right? The Mishnah says, right, that's the case, right, that's what we started with. Right, maybe Geber, it's Jal the Chalat, right, he got sick. The Gemara says, no, Ma'azatema, you might have thought, Hu Adin, Afagav de Lo Chalat. You might have thought, even if the guy didn't get sick. Ah, so why the Mishnah say he got sick? Just common. Why would a shliach make another shliach? It must be that he had something, doing. He got sick, or whatever, something common. It's never kamash malah. No, it's only that he got sick, and not even if he got sick. So kamash says, hey, chidami. So the kamash says, what's the case? Okay, what's going on over here? Ida amalei holeich afagadolu cholinami. If the guy said holeich, if the husband said holeich, which means basically take this get and give it to my wife, right, without specifying you specifically, you, Dave, I want you to do it. He just said, make sure this gets to my wife. So who cares? Well, who cares that he got sick, right? Any way that Dave can get the get to his wife, or to get to the husband's wife, right? So what does it matter who does it? But if he said, you, Dave, I want you to do it, so then regardless, even if he got sick, he can't make another shliach, because clearly the husband was very makbid about Dave. So the Gemara says, and if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel shita, which we'll see in a second, I feel the chol nami lo. Right? Even if he got sick, he also, that also doesn't work. Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's going on over here? What are these principles and these shitas that we're talking about? The Gemara quotes the Brisa that it's building those comments off of. The Tanya was learning the Brisa, holich get zel ishti. The guy says, make sure this gets to my wife, just to translate that in a way that it's clear that he doesn't care who's getting the get to his wife. So reizeh mishalcho bi'arachar, then you can send it with whoever you want. You can make another shliach. The shliach can make another shliach. But ad holech get zeh l'ishti, but if the guy says, you, Dave, I want you to do it, then reizeh l'ishalchenu bi'arachar, then you can't send it with anybody else. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, regardless, bin kach, ain't a shliach, it's a shliach. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, a shliach can never make another shliach. So how do you understand whose sheet is this? I mean, what's the case in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that a guy got sick, he can make another shliach. So what's the case? If he said, just make sure the get gets there, who cares if regardless of whether he got sick? Right, we just said a second ago that it's dafka if he got sick. It's not just saying he can always make a shliach. So if he said, make sure the get gets there, so who cares? He can always make a shliach. If he said, I want you to do it, so even if he didn't get sick, I'm sorry, even if he didn't get sick, it doesn't matter. And if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel, well, you can never make a shliach, another shliach. So the Gemara says a couple of possibilities. You could say, holich v'hu dechala, where the case was holich, where the guy said, make sure you get the get to my wife. It doesn't matter that, it doesn't care who does it. But the case is, v'hu dechala. You can understand that price is only right, when he got sick. That we understood that as a blanket heter for the shliach to make another shliach. No, maybe that's only if he got sick. Or you can understand it's at holech, that the case is where the guy says, Dave, I want you to do it. V'chala shiny. And yeah, okay, he wants Dave to do it. But if Dave is 104 fever, can't get out of bed, so fine. The husband does want to get there. Right? He wanted Dave to do it, but Dave's unavailable. Right? So, okay. So Ibai Zema, or another answer, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe it's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. Didn't we Rav Shimon Gamliel say Shliach not allowed to make a Shliach? No, Chalas Shiny. Right? Maybe if he's sick, right? It's different. Right? In that case, Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't saying blanket Heter, blanket Isser. He wasn't saying blanket. No cases can a Shliach make a Shliach. In regular cases, Shliach can make a Shliach. If he's sick, so then okay. If extenuating circumstances, then maybe he can. Right, obviously there's a lot of lumdus over here. It's not the only place in Shas where we talk about shliach or shliach, but for Daf Yomi Lima, this is what we got. Tanan Eler de Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that maybe you get Beretz Yisrael v'chala harei zeh mishalcho bi'adacher. Right, our Mishnah says if a guy gets sick, so shliach can send another shliach or a minhu. But what about another Mishnah? I'm with the shnayim to get the ishti. If a guy says to two people, give a get to my wife, or the shlosha kid will get. Sorry about that. Or he says to three people, write a get, utnu l'ishti, and then give it to my wife. Hare il yichtvu v'yitnu. These people have to write it, right, and give it. So inu in avashleach lo. Apparently, these people and not anybody else. So Rabbi says no. Hasam taima. What's the reason over there? Taima mai. What's the reason? Mishum de bizayin de baal. Because of the husband is embarrassed, right? There's some sort of bizayin over there. He doesn't want anybody else to know that he doesn't know, as Rashi explains, he doesn't know how to write the get himself. Not sure why it's so embarrassing. Okay, I can't write, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, etc. Maybe I should be embarrassed. All right. Either way. But Haka, but in our case, there's no shaykh whatsoever. Baal lo kapet, right? He's not, who cares, right? He's not, doesn't matter. So therefore, that's the difference in the Mishnayos. Rava says, Mishum demili ninu, umili lo mimsurim l'shliach. Rava says because it's mili, it's just words, meaning it's just a command, it's just an instruction. That can't be sent from one shliach to the next. Right? A guy says, "Do this for me." Right? That you can't then pass on the request. That's not a real thing. If it's an item like a get, right? So then you can give it from one person to the next. But if just merely, if it's just words, if it's just the commands, then you can't go give it from one to the next. Our mission is an actual get, so therefore you can. So the question is, my benaya, what's the difference between Abaye and Rava? What's the two reasons? It's a shliach for matana, right? When the issue is not a get, right? It's a matana, it's a gift, right? According to Rava, if it's a mealy, so then you can't just pass one word to the next, right? Write a get, meaning you tell someone else, write a shtar that gives a gift of this property from one person to the next. So according to Rava, that's mealy, it's an instruction. You can't necessarily pass from one to the next, but according to Abaye, there's no embarrassment over here. Right, who cares? It's not a get. It's not a shtar matana. It's just whatever. So he says, that's fine. So there's no issues. And then you can go from one shliach to the next. We put the Rabbi Shmuel. It's machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. Rav am matana ino kiget. Shmuel am matana harizik kiget. Right, again, that's our machlokas Abaye and Rava. Right, whether a shtar matana would have the same halachos as a get as quoted in our Mishnah. Okay, vayter v'im amalo tol li hemenu chayfetz ploni. Now, in the case of it said, if the husband had said to the guy, right, please take right an item right from her as well, so then a shliach cannot make a shliach, right? Because the guy wants his own thing. Right, the guy wants his item right with the shliach with Dave, not with Mike. Okay, I hope we don't use Dave and Mike again. I'm just for whatever reason it's. It's 1 in the morning, and those are the names that came to my head. Amar Reish Lagish. Reish Lagish says, Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught us that Ein Ashol Rashai Lahashil Feina Socher Rashai Lahaske. Right? Again, Reish Lagish has said, Rebbe taught us that, again, a borrower cannot give out an item that he's borrowed, and someone who's rented is not allowed to rent, then rent the item right, to somebody else. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Baitem Zuha Fil Tinovish Abish Rabbin Yodim. What do you mean? Even the kids know that. Right? If you ask to borrow the kid next to you, borrow his pen, right? He doesn't want you lending it out to someone else. Right? You know, that's classic, you know, fourth grade fighting. So you can't lend an item that you just borrowed. So Ella rather, really, so what did Rebbe mean? Zinnin digita nami lohavi. He meant that if a shliach makes a shliach, sometimes the get is no good. Why? Right, and meaning in this case, where he wanted to get the item back from the woman, right, for some sort of pikadon, right, so then the get could be no good, right? Because the nasa kamisha amarlo al tigushena shena el babayis vegershu ba'aliyah, right? Because it could be a similar to a case where the guy says divorce her in the house, and he divorced her in the attic in the top floor in the second floor, or if he says al tigushena el babayimin vegershu ba'small, he says I want you to give her the get in the right hand and he gives it to her in the left, meaning basically he's disregarding the command of the husband, since the shliach is just an extension of the husband. If he does something the husband doesn't want, I said, then obviously that's not good. So it could be that our get would be no good, right? In this scenario, what Rebbe meant was, right, really when he said that, is that the get is going to be no good in some scenarios. Meaning, and as the Gemara explains, the kulei alma, because everybody agrees, right? Hechad nafka la'ape v'yavu le'el chayfetz, v'hadu sh'ah, well, let's slow down over here. Hechad nafka la'ape, where the woman came out to the shliach, the second shliach, right? V'yavu le'el chayfetz, and gave him the item. Right, and then took the get, and that in that case, kuliyama will plead the gita mal yahavet. Right, when she gave him the item, took the get afterwards, everybody agrees that's a good get, because that was the condition. The husband wanted to get the item back, so if he gets the item, right, and then gives the get, everybody agrees that right, that's fine. Keep pleading the machlokas is heicha da amala. Right, shekol mine chayvetz v'hadar havli gita. And the machlokas is when we say take the item, and then he told him give the get. And what did he do? He did the opposite. Meaning that's in the first case, right? We said before everybody agrees it's fine. When sure enough he got the item, right, and then gave the get. But what happened? What happened now in the second case where we're not sure where they have the machlokas is where he gave the get first and then took the item. Rabbi Yochanan posulbo v'kolshe came b'shlucho. Rabbi Yochanan says forget the second shliach. Right, what the first shliach did is no good. Right, that's no good, and certainly if you'd make a second shliach, that would also be no good. But Reish Lakish says no. In the shliach of the shliach, the second shliach, that's fine, right? And certainly, right, the first shliach, right, is okay as well. Because again the pashas is, again, pashas that are arguing over here, as Rashi says a little bit, is the husband really machped about the order or not? Rish Lakish says he's not, and Rabbi Yochanan says that he is. Okay, now, this Mishnah, based on that Mishnah, we have another Mishnah. Maybe get him Dina Siyam V'chola. Now he's bringing a get from Chutz Laretz, right, and he became sick. Oh, it's a shliach. Well, you can make a shliach. Where does he do that, though? But Beis Din. He can do it in Beis Din. U'meshalcho. And then you can send, the second shliach. Who is sending the second shliach? So that's a good discussion in the Achronim. Who is sending the second shliach? But anyway, because what's the difference here? Because from coming from Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, as you start off in Masechta, Fayinachta. All right, so now the guy's coming from Chutz Laretz, though. And he has to say Fayinachta, but now he got sick, and he can't give the get. So what does he do? Goes to Beis Din. Right, and he makes another shliach. Question is whether he says gives whether the shliach makes a shliach or the Beis Din makes a shliach. Okay, regardless, it doesn't matter. But Omer lefneim fanechtam fanechtam. So that he says fanechtam fanechtam, the first shliach. V'ein shliach achron tzarech shemer fanechtam fanechtam. The second shliach doesn't have to say anything. Right, that's good. He's good. Ella Omer shliach Beis Din oni. All he has to say is knock on the door. I'm a shliach Beis Din. Here's the get. Sorry to hear. Have a nice life. That's it. He doesn't have to say fine next time because it was already said in Beis Din. Amle Rabbanan Lavini Bered Rabbi Avo. Bamine Rabbi Avo. They asked the following Shaila, right, or please ask of Rabbi Avo, Shliach to Shliach, Meshavi Shliach, Olo. Can we take this even further? Right? Can we make a third Shliach? Now, does it extend that far? Amalu, he said, Haloti Boy Lechu. You don't even have to ask the Shaila. I mean, the Katani, what does the Mishnah say? Vein Shliach Achron. I didn't highlight it when I read it, but what is the if you look at the language of the Mishnah, right? Ein shliach achron, sorach yomer fanechta fanechta. Right, the last shliach doesn't have to say fanechta fanechta fanechta. Michlal, apparently that implies that mishavi shliach, that he is in fact allowed to make a shliach, an extra. You can get three shluchim. We can get not chabad shluchim. We can get one shliach to the next. Ad asof. Ella ba kiti baylechu. The shaila is ki mishavi shliach Beis Din. Or filu shaloa Beis Din. The question is, now, can he make a Beis Din, meaning do you have to do it in Beis Din or not? Meaning, once you're extending the shlichos, do you need to do it in Beis Din or you can do it outside? So, Amr Leih, they said them, ha, lo me baylon. That's not a shayla either. Vedigutani, ela omer shlich Beis Din on you. No, because the Mishnah also said, am a shlich Beis Din, meaning so it has to be done through Beis Din. The guy comes from Chutz Laretz, says, fanecht, fanechtam, gets another shlich. V'chuli, v'chuli, second, third, fourth, whatever has to be done in Beis Din. V'nachem bar Yitzchak masneach. He learned that he saw that the discussion was like this. That it's very similar. But Amar Leih Rabbanan Ravimi Bered Rabbi Avo, Bomei Neim Rabbi Avo, Es Rabbi Avo, Shliach the Shliach Meshavi Shliach, but Beis Din or Shalom Beis Din. Meaning the Shaila, initial Shaila was when you make another Shliach, right? Does that have to be in Beis Din or not? So Amar Leih Vatiboy Luchu, right? Im Shavi Shliach Be'Alma. Well, why don't you ask whether he can make a Shliach at all? So Amar Leih, because they said to him, no, because hold Lo Tiboy Me'Boylan. That's not a Shaila, because it's not Ein Shliach Achron, right? Again, because our Mishnah said the last Shliach. That works. Eliki Kabaylan, the Shaila is, right, but Beis Din, Oshalo Beis Din. Does that have to happen in Beis Din or not? And then Amar Lehu, right, Hanami Lotiboy Lehu Dukatani, Ella Omer, Shliach Beis Din, right, again, same back and forth that we had it before, because the guy's going to say, Amar Shliach Beis Din, has to be done in Beis Din. Omer Rabba, Rabba says, Shliach Be'Eretz Yisrael, Osa Kama Shluchim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you make one Shliach, two Shluchim, three Shluchim. Again, since you don't need fanechta fanechtam, so inside Beis Din, outside Beis Din, doesn't matter. You can make a bunch of shluchim. I'm Rav Ashi in Meis Rishon Kulam Batlu, and therefore the first shluch dies, all of them are gone. So I'm Marbar Rav Ashi. What do you mean? How da abed dekat nusahi? Right, my father, meaning it's Marbar Rav Ashi. Right, Rav Ashi said if the shluch died, right, then all the 10 other shluchim, right, are gone also. And his son said, what do you mean? That's that? No, that's not what he said. Ilu meis baal. Because if the husband dies, then the shliach has no power. Meaning, it's not the first shliach that has the power, that gives the power to all the other shliachim. It's the husband. That's a kulu mekoch man kaasu, mekoch the baal kaasu. Right, all they're operating off of. It's not the first shliach; it's from the husband. So therefore, isli the baal etnei lekulu, lesser the baal etnei lekulu. If the baal exists, right, so then that's fine. But if the baal's gone. If the husband is gone, so then nobody has the kochan, right? And it really doesn't come from the shliach, from the first shliach, it comes from the husband. Okay, we're going to have a couple of stories here about sending gifts. We're going to do one today, and we'll save the next one for tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Ahu gavra the shadr legita le debisu. Guy was sending a get to his wife. Amar shliach lo yodanale. So the shliach said, small problem. I don't know what your wife looks like. So what am I supposed to do? So Amalei said, zil yavi le abba bar minyomi. Right? Di iu yodala. Right? Vileza vilesu inihali. Right? She said, no problem. Go give it to Abba bar minyomi. He knows who my wife is, and he'll give it to her. Also, so of course the shliach went, below Ashkach Abba bar minyomi, and didn't find him. So obviously that's a problem. So Ashkach Rabbi Yevo, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. So he found the Beis Din. Right? Rabbi Yevo, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Right? He went and found the Beis Din. V'yosef Rav Safra Gavayhu, and this is important, because Rav Safra is going to kind of, you know, upslug them, he's going to kind of one-up them. So Rav Safra was sitting there, right, with these three great rabbis. Now, Amulei, so the Rabbanim said to him, Moser Milach Kamedidon, he said, give us, right, your message, D'chiyesi Arav Aminyome Nisav Nilei, right, V'lezo V'lezvilei, right, so when Arav Aminyome comes, right, so we'll give him a get, and he'll then give the get, right, to the woman. So I'm a little real of Safra. Of Safra said, "Hashliach shalom nita nagerushini." What do you mean? This is a shliach, right? Is not able, right, to give a get. Right, he's not shliach to gerushin, meaning the husband, right? Never again. What did the husband do? Didn't say this shliach should give the get. Right, he said this shliach should give the get to Abba bar Minyomi, and he should give the get. So he's not the guy. Who's in charge here? He's not really the shliach. He's a shliach to give the get to someone else and then give the get. So he can't make a shliach, right? He's not really the shliach to deliver the get. So ichsufu, right? So they were all embarrassed. Tamarava, and Rava said, kafchinu, Rav Safra, let's talk to Rabbanan Smuche, right? Rav Safra kind of, you know, beat up, right, and one-upped, right, these other rabbis. Rav Ashi says, no, not exactly. But my kafchinhu, what do you mean? How did he beat them? What do you mean? The case is not where he said, again, we made a couple assumptions over here. The case is not where he said, give it to Abba bar Minyomi and let him give it to his wife. He said, no, I want you to, he said to the shlech, I want you to give the get. Dave's like, I don't know who to give the get to. So he's like, fine, give it to Abba bar Minyomi. He knows my wife. But that, it wasn't that he was very makbe that it's only Abba bar Minyomi. Right, so the Chachamim were correct. I mean, the Beis Din were correct. That he was actually the Shliach. He just had a technicality. He didn't know who he was. That's why he needed Abba bar Minyomi. But he was the actual Shliach, and therefore he could, right, make a Shliach to give the get to somebody else. To his wife. Ikud Yamre. Or I guess give the get to someone else to, right, to, and then to get to his wife. Okay. Ikud Yamre. Some people say no. That the Amar the Rava, that Rava said back. The Rav Safra, right, one up them, but made a mistake. I mean, he didn't really one up them, as we just explained. That Rava was on top of this, he was on point, and he realized that Rav Safra tried to one up this Beis Din, but he was mistaken. Because of Rav Ashi, Maite Usa, what was the mistake? Right, my Kamarle, right, Abba bar Minyomi, did he really say, I want Abba bar Minyomi to give the gift? No, he said he wanted him to give the gift. Right, so therefore, right, so that's the, how they understood the case, is that the Shliach was the real Shliach. He just needed Abba bar Minyomi, it's a tongue twister, Abba bar Minyomi to kind of tell him, right, who was the guy's wife, and that was just a technicality, but really that guy was the Shliach, and therefore he can make another Shliach. I had to deliver the get. Okay, Shkoyed Godol Rabosu, we'll go Vayter in the head of the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.